overwhelming?
I think it's a bit of all of that, Karen, actually. But you're absolutely right. We live in one of the most sexualized cultures we've ever lived in. We're bombarded with sexual images in the movies and on TV and on the internet. And yet Americans are having less sex than ever before and less sex than people in other countries. And the surprising statistic, Karen, is that 40 million adult Americans in couple relationships are not having sex at all, which does beg the question, why not? And when I talk to my patients, I'm an acupuncturist who specializes in sexual and reproductive health, and when people come to me and they say, you know, Jill, I want to have sex again, usually they say one of three things. I'm too tired is a biggie. You know, by the time I've got the kids to bed and got through my day, the last thing I want to do, you know, I just don't feel sexy. They say I'm too stressed, and people tell me they have trouble keeping their head in the game, you know, that they start and then they start to think about tomorrow's to-do list and whether they've bought the stuff that the kids packed lunches and et cetera, and real life just intrudes, and it's hard for them to stay in their body and out of their head. And then people tell me that they just don't feel sexy, and I think that's a product of our very sexualized culture. Women tell me they worry about their jiggly bit under their arm or their cellulite or something like that, which I think is because we look at images that we really, as real women, and don't feel we can measure up to.
Exactly. And the lack of intimacy, I found this interesting, isn't just a problem for older couples. A lot of younger couples are suffering from it too.
Yeah, Karen, I see a lot of younger couples, which I think is just our busy, stress lives. I particularly see young women after they've had children, which I think probably makes sense. And they want to feel sexual again. And they want that intimacy with their husbands, but they're tired and they're having trouble fitting it all in.
Mm. And some women also complain that they are just plain stuck.
Yes.
They're in a slump. How do they get out of that?
Well, we have a whole chapter on being stuck in Sex Again, Recharging Your Libido, because I think getting stuck is a huge problem. And I based this book on ancient Taoist texts that were all about how to get your energy, your sexual energy, moving. And so in the book, I have exercises to get your energy moving. And believe it or not, those kind of meditational exercises do unstick other areas of your life. So, for instance, we have an exercise called the loop, which is all about circulating sexual energy in yourself. And then later in the book, we do it with a partner, and you circulate sexual energy with your partner. And there are some breathing exercises involved and a little squeeze. It's actually kind of fun. But it's all about getting things moving again. And sometimes the way to get things moving is to just do it. I sometimes say to my patients, you know, I hate to sound like a sneaker commercial around here, but what are you waiting for? Sometimes it works to just do it. The more sex you have, the more sex you'll want.
Mm. And how does the mind and body connection work?
Well, sex is all about connecting the mind and body. And, you know, I just mentioned the people who are too stressed and their mind wanders. Well, when that happens, you can't, you don't feel anything anymore. You don't feel sexual pleasure. You're busy thinking about your to-do list. So getting your head in the game is very important. In Chinese medicine, we say where your mind goes, your qi follows. And so we do, in the book, I teach some focusing skills that are all about you focusing on your sexual pleasure. So some of them are not particularly sexual. We have a chocolate meditation, which is great for Valentine's Day, which is about just putting chocolate in your mouth and focusing on what it feels like when it melts and all the sensations that go on in your body. And that's designed to get you back in your body and out of your head.
Now, how can meditation help? Because I know a lot of why people aren't interested is because they're stressed and, like you were saying, they're overtired. So how can meditation help?
Well, if you quiet your mind, and there's actually clinical research that shows that people who do mindfulness meditation are able to enjoy sex more, which I think is really interesting. But you do need to – sex is a form of meditation in so much as it needs to – you need to be present in order to enjoy it. And the kind of people I treat are in long-term relationships, and having sex with the same person over and over again is a form of meditation. You know, I do yoga every day, and I find meaning in the same yoga position every day, and it feels a little different, and that's very meditational. And that's the same with sex. And people think they need to go off and have an affair to get things exciting or distract themselves in some way. But actually, understanding the meditational aspects of sex and going deeper with one other human being is very profound, I think.
And as women get older, many of them feel a lot less attractive. Like before, you were talking about younger women after they've had children. How do they get back into it? But as women get older, they tend to feel, you know, like they're not sexual anymore, or that they don't measure up anymore. What can they do about that?
Yeah, I think that's a real shame. And of course, as we get older, I'm almost 50, and I don't look like I did when I was 25. But I'm also I have many other much more important qualities now that I didn't have when I was younger. And I think as we get older, we're capable of having much more intimate, much braver, much more focused sex. And we may not have the hard bodies we once had, but that stuff is pretty superficial. But we do have the ability to connect deeply with our partners, and I think that's very important. I have someone at the moment, one of my patients, who is doing my Sex in Six program. The Sex Again has a six-week program to recharge your libido, and she's 78. And she had not had sex for a while with her husband. He's 80, and they decided to give the six-week program a go. And they report that they're just having a wonderful time.
Oh, my God, that's fantastic.
Isn't that great?
It is great. Now, how can herbs and acupuncture help?
Well, acupuncture is a great way to unstick things. We talked about being stuck, and acupuncture in Chinese medicine moves qi, and it's a great way of getting things moving. We also have a good track record in being able to balance hormones, and a lot of sexual problems do have a hormonal root. The herbs are particularly good for that. So my patients that are too tired, I give them qi tonics. I give them herbs to tonify qi. My patients that are too stressed, I give them, you know, anti-anxiety and relaxing herbs and herbs to move qi. And my patients who aren't feeling sexy enough, those patients get yin tonics, particularly the postmenopausal patients. They get herbs that are moistening and anti-inflammatory, which are really helpful.
Hmm. And any tips on what moms can do to balance work, family, and a healthy sex life?
Well, first, I have been a working mom. My daughter's older now. She's 22. But I do know that it's hard. And I think you have to be gentle with yourself. It's not all going to look perfect. My daughter's 22 now, and she's lovely. And I always tell worried moms with younger kids, you know, it didn't always look pretty in our house. Sometimes things were slightly falling apart, but she's fine and we're all fine. So I think letting yourself off the hook is a great idea. And then in the book, we talk about the importance of a quickie. You know, not everything can be, sometimes you can send the kids away or get a babysitter or, you know, get granny to look after them, and you could have an afternoon with your husband, but that's a bit of a rarity, isn't it? And so we talk about just sometimes just taking some time for yourself, even if it's a quickie. And my patients tell me that when they do that, they feel more connected to their partner all day. They're like, Jill, that actually works. You know, we had a quickie. It wasn't, you know, the most amazing, earth-shattering experience, but I thought about my husband affectionately all day.
Hmm. Anything else that you wanted to add that I didn't ask?
You know, I'd just like to add that people can go to the Sex Again website and do the six-week program in the book by email free of charge. You can sign up to get a daily email. So it's at www.sexagainprogram.com. You can sign up for a free daily email for 6 weeks from me with all sorts of suggestions from, you know, kissing longer than it takes to sneeze, to how to do a loop. I actually have a taped version of that so that you can do it as a meditation, and all sorts of massage suggestions and more intimate suggestions about positions and things to liven things up.
All right. Thank you so much, Jill. This is great.
Thank you, Carolyn.
All right. Bye now.
Bye-bye.